Kate, so glad you're here. Behind her expansive desk, which was covered in reams of paper, Beatrice removed a set of glasses and rubbed the bridge of her nose with one hand as she waved me into her office with the other. Come in. Close the door if you don't mind. Like everything else in Parkview Hall, the door was oversized, at least 8 feet tall. I gripped the worn gold handle and pulled the ornately paneled door closed, then dropped into the seat of a modern club chair across from Beatrice. How is your room? Everything acceptable? It's gorgeous. I love it. I'm not sure about the Regency aspect, though. I didn't brush up on my protocol. You'll be fine. That's why we don't usually stand on ceremony here. Standing on ceremony is quite tiring. We only do it now because the house party guests expect it. Our first Regency house party weekend was 2 weeks ago. Everyone loves the clothes and the idea of returning to an earlier time, but after a day or so, the romance of it wears off. Still, I'll probably call someone by the wrong name, or won't even remember their name. In polite society, it would have been much harder to hide a bad memory for names than in our modern world, where girl and dude were acceptable forms of address. You'll get a welcome packet with all the guest names and a short bio on each one, an effort on our part to make the house party seem more like a real party. Some of the guests would have known each other at these types of events. To replicate that atmosphere, we mailed packets with guest bios and information about Parkview last week to all our attendees. We'll have place cards tonight at dinner, too. That will help, Beatrice said, then smiled suddenly. And you can also blame it on being an American. Yes, that covers a multitude of sins, especially etiquette sins. I relaxed back in the chair. Despite being the lady of the manor, Beatrice was incredibly easy to talk to. She didn't put on airs and was as unpretentious as you could get. Still, I'll probably use the wrong fork at dinner. You can use whatever fork you want, of course. The secret is to do it with panache. Panache covers a multitude of sins as well. Must work on my panache quotient then. Beatrice tapped her glasses against a wobbly pile of papers, her face turning serious. I'm so glad you're here. I asked you for an entirely selfish reason. She paused as if reluctant to go on, then said, I hope you can help me with... Well, I suppose if this were a few years ago, I'd call them poison pen letters. But they're not letters. It is the modern equivalent, though, showing up every 3 days. She turned a key in a lock on a desk drawer and removed a file, then handed it across to me. I printed those out before Holly deleted them. I looked through the first pages, recognizing the familiar layouts of social media sites. The printed pages were screenshots of Parkview Hall's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram feeds. I knew Parkview Hall had a website. I'd done some photography work for them, but I wasn't aware that the estate also had these accounts. But it made sense business-wise. It paid to have an online presence no matter what business you were in. The stately home touring business was like any other enterprise. People would search for information about estate tours online, and Parkview Hall could promote its events through social media. I skimmed down the first page and stopped, surprised to see a comment on Parkview Hall's Facebook page that read, "These people are greedy and evil. Horrible." I flicked through the next pages, which contained more of the same caustic tone, repeated in slightly different forms. Grasping and mercenary. Don't waste your time. So angry, I said. Do you know why? There aren't any details. Beatrice put her glasses down and a pile of papers slithered toward the floor. She shoved them back. At first I thought it was a coincidence. You know, a few people had bad experiences and vented. Some of the tourists do become quite unreasonable over the smallest things. One woman threw a fit because we don't let anyone enter the library to take photographs. She demanded a refund on her entrance fee.